on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It's Moe Cup Day today. Looking forward to try and find all the winners on Moe Cup Day. Good luck to those who are heading out to the track. Mark Hunter and Handbrake Harry will be our two tipsters today for the Moe Cup meeting. But before that, let's get an all-important track update because I know there's been a bit of rain around the Moe area. Let's have a chat to Paul Graham. How are you, Paul?
Going very well, Michael. How are you?
I am great. What's the track looking like? Have you had much rain in the last couple of hours out there?
Yeah, look, we've had, we're up to about a half inch now. So we're sort of, it was 7 mil overnight. And then, we pick up about another 5. But yeah, look, a little bit cloudy, but the skies are starting to clear a little bit. There's actually some shadows, so that's good. So the sun's trying to burst through.
So hopefully no more, or are you expecting more throughout the day?
Look, I think Moe being Moe, we could just get that odd shower passing through. And then, you know, that'll be followed up with a bit of sunshine. So yeah, look, we rated her a soft 5 at 5 o'clock this morning. Got that rain come in, so we've just pushed her back to a 6. Mm-hmm. But if the wind keeps blowing and the likes, look, you never know. But you know, as you know, the Moe tracks are a very good wet weather track these days.
Well, rail's true. We wish you all the best and hope there's no more rain. Currently playing on a soft 6 deck. Good luck today, Paul.
Thanks very much.
Great to have a chat to Mark Hunter, who's still celebrating the Caulfield Guineas win of Super Seth. Well done again, Mark.
Thank you, Michael. It was a great thrill indeed.
Oh, can only dream of a thrill like that. Well done indeed. Moe Cup Day, soft 6. How's the track going to play, do you think?
Don't know. The old days of Moe Cup Day used to be dynamite leaders. They were protected and then would be absolute dynamite leaders. It has changed. I would say maybe no disadvantage the first half of the program up on the speed, and usually with the traffic and maybe some more rain, might chop out later in the day.
Be interesting, especially with a short price favourite going to be up on the lead in the last race. Harry White joins us. Harry, you're confident today?
Yeah, pretty confident, Michael. We've done the form predicting that it would be a soft surface, so I think there's a few winners to be had.
Well, let's get stuck straight into it. In the first race, we can take out a few scratchings here. Take out 1, 3, 6, 7 and 13. Namemba, spoke to Bo Mertens before. He said this is a pretty smart horse from the Mick Kent Stables, a favourite at 390, 420 hot reward. Bless her at 420, 460 for Lesueur. Who do you like in the first, Mark?
Well, the top three picks all got scratched here, so for me it's a pretty basic race. I'll tip number 12, Nemba, who's got speed, was in the worst part of the track last time, and got run down by a couple of handy horses. So just with that race experience, bounce on the lure and be hard to catch. To beat number 2, hot reward. Gee, it's had a recent trial there at Cranbourne under an absolute stranglehold getting through the field. Looks like it's got good ability. 11, Mega Mia. It ran well, ridden back at Benalla on dry ground, so I'm not totally sure it's at home on the wet. 8, Teddy Mercury. Not the worst, Teddy. He's had one start at Tatura. Leaders track, leaders race. The format of the race has been good, and he was making ground over the line. So the 1,100 metres should suit. I'll go 12, 2, 11, 8.
12, 2, 11, 8 in the first. It has been knocked around by scratchings. Harry, who are you left with?
Yeah, look, I'm siding with the debutant Hot Reward, who I thought closed off very strongly in a Cranbourne trial under minimal effort, as Mark mentioned. Despite being a little tardy out of the gates and encountering a bit of traffic in running, his pedigree reads well on the paper and he's drawn well in barrier 2. Damien Oliver takes the ride and he looks set to be a strong showing first up. Danger looks to be Manemba, who opted to lead on debut at Track and Trip on soft going, did well finishing a length off the winner in third. There was over 2 lengths to the next best runner. I assume she leads again and can definitely go one better with some race experience. Blesser closed off soundly from midfield on debut at Wangaratta to fill the minors. Little bit of extra distance should help and must be a decent place chance again. And Lesueur resumes and has looked pretty good in some Flemington jump outs. Next best, 2.12, 9.10.
2.12, 9.10 in the first for Harry. Race number 2. We can take out 7, 9, 11, 12, 13 and 17. The favourite here, a first starter from the Trent Bussett and Natalie Young stable. Last blings at $2.40, being 270 into 240 this morning. Glass ceilings at 420. 8 on Sanchez, 750, 850 elite miss. Who do you like in the second, Harry?
Yeah, look, I'm another debutant for me, and it is the favourite last bling. Trialled very nicely of late and has the services of in-form hoop Brett Preble. He has a good affiliation with the stables, drawn well here to give this mare every chance. I also like the look of another debutant, Red Healer, in a Cranbourne trial. Her breeding says she needs further, but wouldn't surprise to be a solid showing here. Glass Ceiling finished second over the trip at Wodonga on debut after racing on pace. She's drawn to do the same here and can figure in the finish. And 8-1 Sanchez was sound first up at Pakenham on the synthetic, has since been freshened and trialled okay. One for exotics, but I think the debutante will be big, showing on debut 8-10-6-4.
Well, it's beautifully bred, this debutante, Mark. Star Stangle Banner, closely related to Maccabi Diva. Are you with it?
No, I'm with number 10, Michael, Red Healer, who comes out of a recent 990-metre trial at Cranbourne. And, look, the trial was okay without raving, but it was a really hot field. So to run like it did in that trial, I think he's good enough to go to a maiden and be very competitive. To beat number 6, Glass Ceiling, every chance on debut, fitter for that run. It's going to get the same run again. It's going to present as the winner. It's got a chance. 8, Last Bling. It can win. It was pretty fierce in its trials. It'll want to do things right here on race day. And 4, 8, 1, Sanchez, who picked its way through the field last time, ran on okay. I don't think it can win, but it's got a place chance. I'll go 10, 6, 8, and 4.
10, 6, 8, and 4 in the second. Race number 3. The scratchings in this race, we take out 4, 9, 12, and 15. The favourite is the Barman. Phil Stokes gave it a really good push last start. It was a great run at its second race start. Port Royal's an interesting runner. First up for a long time, is well in the market as well at $3.70. Sale is at $5.750. Bakery Hill. The money's come for Is the Barman here. Harry, who do you like?
Yeah, look, I'm very keen on Is the Barman. Looks to have a fitness edge on a lot of these, and he should be rock hard fit now, being third up. Ran through the line very strongly last start at Geelong, only finding one better, and looks to set to relish the mile trip. John Allen remains aboard. He's drawn very well for a midfield run from barrier 5. Thought the danger looked to be Sale, who closed off strongly from the back first up at Kyneton and will be suited to the jump up to the mile. From the looks of things, he may be wanting even further, but should be very strong late in this nonetheless. Port Royal resumes at Geldings, had a couple of sound jump outs. He showed ability in his first prep, placing over the trip on debut and then again over further second up before a competitive effort in listed company at Flemington. His class may take him a long way here, but I think he'll need the run and be much more effective over further. And chuck in Bakery Hill, best of the rest for exotics, 11-8-6-1.
11-8-6-1. Port Royal chased home, bound to clear last start, Mark, but it has been a long time since we've seen him.
Yeah, I backed it in that race too. It's been 49 weeks since it ran, so I don't know what's happened. Look, this is the best for the day. Number 11 is the Barman. It comes off the groundswell maiden at Geelong on debut, where they just set up the front and they just booted for home and really gave the backmarkers no hope. Is the Barman was held up, got clear to finish well for fourth. Then went to Geelong behind Lord Markle, who's a handy horse racing in town Saturday. Same thing, Lord Markle just dictated and kicked. Is the Barman had to get its way clear, get through that little flat patch that it has, and then hit the line well for second. Doesn't look to be much speed on paper. I don't think it'll be too far away, and I think it will win. 6, Port Royal. Certainly a handy horse. The 49 weeks off is a major worry. Has jumped out okay. 8, Sale, made ground, but that was a weak race first up. And 3, Fast Foils, who's drawn wide, you would imagine would sit wide. It's racing relatively consistently, has got a place chance. 11 looks a moral, 11-6-8-3.
Oh, the M word's come out. The 11 a moral. It's a clean sweep, and Philip Stokes was confident as well. That's the bank builder for the day, Is the Barman, and you can still get 240 punters, race number 3 at Mowi. Race number 4 is an interesting race as well. Ariel from Barrier 1 is the favourite. We can take out 8, 9 and 11. D. Oliver rides $2.60. King Langdon, $5.50. $7. Reliable El Garouge is at $7. And having a look at Ariel's last start, the important thing is that there are blinkers going on, the blinkers near side for the first time, lugging bit as well, and also a bit lifter. So it's been wayward, Mark, but there are a lot of gear changes going on today.
Yeah, it's taken up the page there, Michael, with those gear changes. It's two lines. Ariel can win, but I'm going for number 6, Reliable, who's just a bulletproof on this track. Now, it's back in trip. It will get back, so hopefully you can make some ground. Not too big a field. As long as you can run on, I think it will run terrific each way. To beat number 2, Ariel, just has to run the mile, Ariel. That's your query. It'll get a beautiful run for Oliver. From gate 1, handles the soft, it's certainly the danger. 5, Fuga. I would have tipped this horse on dry ground. It just stormed back into form last time, leading and dominating. Just the soft track a worry. And maybe number 4, King Langdon, next best, who has got a soft track win and fought on okay last time. I think 6 will run well, as long as you can run on 6, 2, 5 and 4.
Okay, bit of value, $7. Reliable is the selection from Mark. Who are you with, Harry?
Look, I'm with the favourite, Michael. Ariel definitely looks the horse to beat here for mine. After what I would say is a near faultless start to his career, won well on debut over 1,200, then absolutely grew wings and flew home for a close third behind a couple of smart ones, and then levelled up and fought home well for another close third over the 7 furlongs. Damien Oliver takes the reins. He looks suited to the mile trip, and I think he'll just be too good. Plenty of respect for King Langdon, who has only been out of the finish in one run this prep, two of those placings being over this trip. He loves the soft going, just needs luck from an awkward alley to figure in the finish. Reliabelle, as Mark mentions, always saves her best for the Moe track and has decent stats over the trip. She's been freshens after two runner-up finishes and a win over further, and is always at her best with the sting out of the ground. And Kev's Lad, next best, and I'd be putting in Exotics, 2-4-6-3.
2-4-6-3 for Harry in race number 4. Race number 5... We can take out 6, 8 and 10. Hurricane Fighter is the favourite at $2.90. And we know there's been scratchings, but it's been supported this morning, as has Mahi Angel, which is the second pick at $4.40. Calling us home at $5.50 for iBoogie, who was a good run last start. Who do you like in the fifth, Harry?
Yeah, look, my top two selections were scratched, so I'm just going down the line. But I think after they're out, Calling Us Home, who's made it 2 from 2 since coming across the ditch, albeit in weaker grade, she looks set to relish the mile trip, gets 4.5 kilos weight relief due to the class rise. She's well proven on soft and heavy going, making her appeal even more now that the rain's come. A big watch for mine's the now gelding Yulong Rising, who looked good in a recent trial effort. Didn't show much in his two runs in Oz, but his European form is sound over further, and I think this prep will see him at his best. Favourite Hurricane Fighter was only narrowly beaten last start over a shorter trip. Despite drawing a little wide, he maps for a gun run on pace and should be in this for a long way after making his own luck from up front. And Mahi Angel closed off very strongly first up at Benalla, may opt to sit more prominent in running here. Next best, 11-3-9-5.
The Payne stable is just flying at the moment. Had another good winner at Caulfield yesterday. And he places his horses so well. So stepping up in class, are you with Calling Us Home as well here, Mark?
No, look, it's got a chance, Michael. Not much would surprise in this race. I'll tip number 9, Hurricane Fighter, just on the score of fitness. It's had a couple of runs back, just beaten in that blanket finish there last time. Should be ready to fire. And got a good soft track record. So we'll go with it to beat number 4, iBoogie, who will get a similar run to what it got last time at the Valley, sitting behind the speed, chased home Aristocratic Miss there, and didn't lose any ground. Should be hard to beat here. 7 Sava Heat, promising horse, resuming. I thought the trial was good enough to say it will run well. And 5 Mahi's Angel, who did enough first up and is one of the many chances here. There's basically not a horse that would surprise. I'll go 9-4-7-5.
9-4-7-5 in race number 5. 5 down on the big 9 race card, Moe Cup Day. When we come back, it'll be the Quaddie and the Moe Cup. We'll find the winner for you.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We are previewing Moe Cup Day. We're up to race number 6, which is the first leg of the Quaddie. It's a Bass Strait Beef Stakes over 2,050 metres. We can take out 1, 3 and 6. And the most intriguing runner is Defibrillate, and it is the favourite. Paddy Payne, Billy Egan, $2.80. Akamon, $3.30. Yulong August is at $4.750 for Cleo's Poet. Mark, have you been able to get much of a handle on Defibrillate, the Kiwi making his first Aussie start?
Yeah, gee, I think it's a nice looking horse. It's obviously a lightly raced 5-year-old, but the two wins over in New Zealand were good. The recent trial was just typical Patrick Payne, just float along barely in camera shot for most of the race and then gets strong over the line. It looks like it handles the soft, looks like it'll relish the 2050. And as we'll get to in my quaddie, Michael, I think we'll take it one out to beat number 4, Yulong August, who's getting better with racing. It was a good win last time, has got a chance. 2, Akamon. It will push forward on the speed, it'll grind away. And maybe number 9, Fire Free, who's going to be at the back and ideally wants further, but it's in terrific form and could pick its way through and run a place. I think 5 will win, 5-4-2-9.
5, a confident selection from Mark Hunter there. Are you just as confident, Harry?
I am, and I think Mark's a very, very good judge because my numbers are identical in this race. Very keen on the NZ Import Defibrillate, who's won his last two across the ditch, the latter being over 1,800 metres, and he posted a comfortable 2.5 length win on that occasion. Comes across to Paddy Payne, he's been gelded, was eye-catching in a Cranbourne trial, as Mark mentioned, was off the screen and then flashed home late. Paddy Payne, Billy Egan just looks set to do it again. Danger looks to be Yulong August, who's chasing a hat-trick after two wins over the trip in weaker grade. grade at Benalla. Not much more to say on him other than it's hard to knock winning form and think he can figure up in grade. Ackerman drops back from city grade where he was sound enough and looked good prior when second over a slightly shorter trip at Morphettville. Just needs some luck from a wide gate and fire free, chasing a hat-trick. Best of the rest. Five very hard to beat from 4-2-9.
All right, might be a skinny start to the quaddy. Five, the Kiwi having its first start in Australia for Patrick Payne. Very confidently tipped as well. This is the feature now, the Mowi Optical Mowi Cup, over 2,050 metres. Only the one scratching, that's number one, Glory Days. The market has Mascolino at $3.90, single-handed $4.80, Chaotic at $5, Lucky for All $6, and Arbor is at $11, and then we're out to double-figure odds for the remainder. Harry, how strong's the Mowi Cup this year?
Pretty strong, I reckon. It was hard to assess. There's so many chances. Nothing would really surprise, but, you know, you only give me four picks, so I've done my best. I'm siding with number five, single-handed, who was a good winner when second up after a decent spell holding off listed company rivals over 1,800 metres on soft going in Adelaide. She maps to sit on pace, just off the leader, should have every chance. The danger obviously looks to be Mascolino, who just never runs a bad race, having only finished out of the top two three times in eight runs. Does have a bit of a Tom Melbourne vibe about him of late, always finding one better, but will be the one to run down in the straight. Annibor strung together a hat-trick of wins before going down in a head bob to no effort, who at that point was going for four wins in a row and has now been a subsequent winner. Hard to knock winning form, and she's been in good order. And one at a price, Rube Bridges, is on the six-day backup after a solid third over the trip at Cranbourne behind that same horse, no effort. She won well prior over the trip and has proven at track and trip a must for exotics. 5-4, 12-15, the chances don't end there.
5-4, 12 and 15. It is a tricky race to assess, mate. We've got form lines from everywhere, including in Epsom and South Australia and the local Victorian form as well.
Absolutely. Are we going wide in the quaddy? I agree with number 15, Rube Bridges. I think it's got a fantastic chance. I think the soft track has really helped it. It's on its home track with the Gotas team Fly. Third in that race last time, no effort in Ocean X, no effort flying. Ocean X had no luck again yesterday. So, look, I think it's a really good double-figure odds chance each way to beat number four, Mascolino. It's going to be hard to beat. It's had plenty of racing. It can't have any improvement left in it, but very genuine. Seven gun down. Its New Zealand form was good enough for this. It didn't do a lot first up, but was much better second up. She'll be ready to fire. And then number two, Chaotic, who's coming off that Epsom. Just want to see it run a strong 2,050, but obviously a big class drop here. 15 at odds from 4, 7 and 2.
15, 4, 7 and 2. A local win, Rube Bridges for the Galagotas boys at $16. If you're right, Mark, that chicken shop will be rocking tonight in Mowi. Good luck to the Galagotas boys. Race number seven is the Nextra Mowi Sprint over 1,200 metres. A big field here, only taking out the 15 and 16. La Tigressa has been well supported into $2.80. Mastering, we know the ability it's got from the Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. stable into $4.60. Lady Pluck at $6 from Scotty Brunton over in Tasmania. And then we're out to, I'm telling you, at double-figure odds. Are you with the favourite here or are you going wide, Harry?
Look, I've got plenty of respect for the favourite. I've got my eye on one at a price, number seven, Veinstream. He returned well enough when third at Sale, then was absolutely luckless at Caulfield, total forgive run, and was just simply outclassed in the Group 2 Gilguy Stakes thereafter. He's come up with a car park draw, but did win fourth up over the trip last prep and actually kicked off his career with two wins in a row at the track. Blinkers go back on, and with some luck from that wide gate, I think he's a good each-way chance. La Tigressa, obviously the massive danger, who closed off very strongly last start at Caulfield in significantly stronger grade, only went down narrowly prior at Geelong to Admiral's Joker with a massive gap to the rest of the field. She likely gets back, but will be strong late. Lady Pluck put in a forgive first-up run after getting caught back and wide from an outside gate. She drops in grade here, drawn well. Blinkers gone for the first time and is proven second up. And I'm telling you, rarely runs a bad race and has filled the minors in his last three runs. Does map a little awkwardly, but one for exotics. 7, 13, 12, 10.
7, 13, 12 and 10. Gee, this is a good race, Mark. I'm wary of Blinker's first time, Lady Pluck.
Yeah, it does need to improve a bit, Michael. Look, I think this is an each-way certainty here, number four, Mastering. It's had the two runs back. It trolled pretty well going into that Caulfield race and touch disappointing there. Fitter went to Benalla and was just a horror watch trying to get up the fence in the straight. Had nowhere to go. Finally got clear and was just motoring through the line. It is dead set, ready to fire. Oliver jumps on, soft tracker, And Drawn, I would think the inside's chopping out by now to get to the outside and just let loose down the middle. To beat 13 La Tigressa, it can win. It got in all the wrong spots last time, got to the line well. I can see it being absolutely buried in traffic here. I think a little roughy, number 14, Thoughtful Harmony, handy horse, good recent trial and on the home track. And 10, I'm telling you, who's had a good campaign, just needs another win on the board. Confident with mastering, I'll go 4, 13, 14 and 10.
4, 13, very, very confident tip for mastering there. Each way all day from Mark Hunter, which brings us to the last on Moe Cup Day. And this is an intriguing race because our trial foal expert has pulled out Enjoy Elsie as one of his best. A number of scratchings as well here. 3, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. All the five emergencies coming out there. She's trialled the house down, jumped out like a superstar. She's into $2.40. Right Enough is at $4.80. Hums is at $6, and the others are at double-figure odds. But is there a question mark, Mark, by the last race drawn barrier one?
100% there is, Michael. That's why I'm with number one, Hums, each way. Hums, it's just like all those Jamie Edwards horses. They seem to stay up for ages. They seem to keep racing well. Went to the valley last time, and they obviously decided to settle it behind the speed. Now, the horse just totally switched off, lost its spot, couldn't get it going, and by then the race was over. I think you'll see more aggression here to park just behind the good speed, drawn to in to be in what I think will be the right part of the track by now. I think Hums is a terrific each-way bet to beat number 11, Enjoy Elsie. Certainly has trialled the house down. I'm worried about gate one. There's pressure outside it, just how gate one will be, so that's a little query. Number 12, Right Enough. Form's hard to follow, but best form is consistent, and the recent trial was good. And two, Battlemaster, who did trial well recently. If they go mad in front, it might be sailing home at the finish. But, look, I think one will run really well each way, 1-11-12-2.
All right. One of the main dangers to the favourite could be Right Enough. This is what Kenny Keyes had to say with the Brekkie boys this morning.
Yeah, she's trialled up pretty nicely. Finally started to grow and develop into, or mature into a horse now. So I think there's a fair bit upside to her.
All right. Are you with the favourite, or do you think it'll get beaten the last, Harry?
No, I'm really keen on the favourite. I'm making Enjoy Elsie my best of the day. Resumes after nearly a year off. It's been eye-catching in her Flemington jump-outs. I've had her black booked since her trial back in November last year up in Sydney before she came out and smacked her rivals by four lengths over the trip at Wyong. The inside draw may be a bit of a query, but I think she's got the early speed to kick up and sit on pace. I think she'll be very hard to beat. I'm very wary of Mark's top selection, Hums, who's my second pick, can be forgiven for last start when being shuffled back prior to the turn at the Valley. Was very solid in his three prior, notching up a win on the synthetic at Pakenham and two close second placings over the trip thereafter. He does give weight to the field, but should go close. Right Enough resumes off a nice trial win. Only found one better first up last prep. She's got plenty of ability and maps well from barrier seven. And one at a price, Dr. Koto, resumes off a sound trial, always runs well at his home track and is drawn well. Next best, 11-1-12-6.
All right, a good thing to end the day. Gee, I'm excited, boys. Between the two of you, there's a lot of good things today. How do we make a dollar, Mark?
We make a dollar in race three. Michael, race three, number 11, is the Barman. My value, race nine, number one, Hums. The quaddie will cost you $70 for 50 cents. We'll go one out the first leg, number five, into 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 12 and 15, into 4, 10, 13, 14, come home with 1, 2, 8, 11 and 12. Play of the day, we'll play a parlay 2, 3, the win. We'll go race 3, number 11, is the Barman, race 6, number 5, Defibrillate, and race 8, number 4, Mastering.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Harry, bring us home. Harry, you there?
Best of the day, race 9, number 11, Enjoy Elsie. Value, race...
Yeah, you, can you hear me?
Yeah, keep going, mate.
You there, Michael?
Yeah, have you got me?
Ben?
It's first time yeah. Harry's
sorry,
been...
Sorry, mate.
First time Harry's been lost
for
words.
Sorry. Yeah, race 9, number 11... Well, that's right. Value race 8, number 7, Veinstream each way. Quaddie, 4 and 5 first leg, 4, 5, 12, 15 second leg, 7, 10, 12, 13 in the third leg, and standing out my best of the day, number 11 in the last. Play of the day, Exacta, race 6, number 5 for first, number 4 for second.
Good luck, Harry. We've got some issues with his line. We'll try and get that fixed up. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Coming up next, RSN Central, Gareth Hall. He's got an absolute blockbuster. And don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. Caulfield Cup Eve, a full look at the huge $5 million Stella Artois Caulfield Cup. Friday Form Focus with the Shark. And we'll also find you the winner of the Everest.